prayers from the Metropolitan Tabernacle Pulpit. The Wonders of Calvary. Great God, there was a time when we dreaded the thought of coming near to you, for we were guilty, and you were angry with us. But now we will praise you, because your anger is turned away and you comfort us. I, in the very throne which was once a place of dread, is now become the place of shelter. I flee to you to hide me. We long now to get right away from the world, even from the remembrance of it, and have fellowship with the world to come by speaking with him that was and is to come. The Almighty, Lord, we have been worried and wearied oftentimes with care, but with you, care comes to an end. All things are with you, and when we live in you, we live in wealth, in sure repose, in constant joy. We have to battle with the sons of men against 1,000 errors and unrighteousnesses. But when we flee to you, there's all truth and purity and holiness, and our heart finds peace, wisdom, completeness, delight, joy, and victory. O bring us in, we pray, now near to yourself. Let us bathe ourselves in communion with our God. Blessed be the love which chose us before the world began. We can never sufficiently adore you for your sovereignty, the sovereignty of love which saw us in the ruins of the fall, yet loved us notwithstanding all. We praise the God of the eternal council chamber and of the everlasting covenant. But where shall we find sufficient words with which to praise him who gave us grace in Christ, your Son, before you spread the starry sky? We also bless you, O God, as the God of our redemption, for you have so loved us as to give your dear Son for us. He gave himself, his very life for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and separate us to himself to be his peculiar people, zealous for good works. Never can we sufficiently adore your free grace and dying love. The wonders of Calvary never cease to be wonders. They're growingly marvelous in our esteem as we think of him who washed us from our sins in his own blood. Nor can we cease to praise the God of our regeneration who found us dead and made us alive, found us at enmity and reconciled us, found us loving the things of this world and lifted us out of the slough and mire of selfishness and worldliness into the love of divine everlasting things. O Spirit of God, we love you this day, especially for dwelling in us. How can you abide in so rude a habitation? How can you make these bodies to be your temples, and yet you do so, for which let your name be had in reverence so long as we live? O Lord, we would delight ourselves in you this day. Give us faith and love and hope that with the three graces we may draw very near to the triune God. You will keep us. You will preserve us. You will feed us. You will lead us, and you will bring us to the mind of God, and there will show us your love. And in the glory everlasting and boundless, there will you make us know and taste and feel the joys that cannot be expressed. But a little longer waiting, and we shall come to the golden shore. But a little longer fighting, and we shall receive the crown of life that doesn't fade away. Lord, get us up above the world. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, and mount and bear us on your wings, far from these inferior sorrows and inferior joys, up where eternal ages roll. May we ascend in joyful contemplation, and may our spirit come back again, strong for all its service, armed for all of its battles, armored for all of its dangers, and made ready to live heaven on earth, until by and by we shall live heaven in heaven. Great Father, be with your waiting people. Any in great trouble, do thou greatly help. Any that are despondent, to sweetly comfort and cheer. Any that have erred and are smarting under their own sin, bring them back and heal their wounds. Any that this day are panting after holiness, give them the desire of their hearts. Any that are longing for usefulness, lead them in the way of usefulness. Lord, we want to live while we live. We pray that we may not merely groan out in existence here below, nor live as earthworms crawling back into our holes and dragging now and then a sear leaf with us, but oh, give us to live as we ought to live, with a new life that you have put into us, with a divine quickening which has lifted us as much above common men as men are lifted above the beasts that perish. Do not let us always be hampered like poor half-hatched birds within the egg. May we chip the shell today and get out into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Grant us, we pray. The following is taken from a book called Private Prayers in the Reign of Queen Elizabeth, published by the Parker Society in 1840. Prayers of the Passion of Our Savior Christ. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, thy mercy and goodness is infinite and without measure. It was thy mercy and no goodness that was in us, which moved you to send into the world your only begotten eternal Son, to take our nature upon him, and therein to work the mystery of our redemption and salvation according as you have appointed, and have spoken before by the mouths of all your prophets, which were from the beginning. Also it was your blessed will, your mercy and goodness toward us, that your heavenly Son suffered persecution, trouble, and adversity, was betrayed of his own friend and disciple Judas, was traitorously taken and carried away to be falsely accused and unjustly condemned, to be cruelly beat and scourged, and finally with the most scornful rebukes to be put to the most painful and shameful death that could have been devised. All this, O Heavenly Father, was done through your mercy and blessed will for our sakes, not only to answer and satisfy your just wrath and anger, which we deserve both for the offenses of our first parents, and yet daily deserve by transgressing your holy commandments, but also to restore us again unto your grace and favor, to endow us with your heavenly gifts, that we might serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life, and finally to make us by the free benefit of your dearly beloved Son's passion and the price of his most precious blood, partners with him of his infinite and unspeakable glory and bliss in heaven. Therefore, O Heavenly Father, we beseech you, pour upon us your Holy Spirit, and make us in our hearts clearly to see and most steadfastly to believe that this infinite gracious goodness showed and given to us by your own Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and with this belief, make us to put all our confidence and hope of salvation in him whom you have appointed to be our only Redeemer and Savior. Make us always to render to you most humble and hearty thanks for your incomprehensible mercy and goodness towards us. Finally, make us to profess the death of your dearly beloved Son and renounce sin and forsaken all sin, that we may plainly appear to rise with him in newness of life, in righteousness, innocency, and all true holiness, and after this life to reign with him in everlasting glory. Hear us, our Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we beseech thy gracious goodness that likewise as thy only begotten and dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, according to his blessed will, suffered willingly death and bitter passion for our redemption and salvation, having there a foresight and certain knowledge, so in like manner, whensoever it shall be your pleasure to lay a like cross and affliction upon our backs, that we may also willingly and patiently bear it to the true trial of our faith against the latter day, and to your everlasting glory. Hear us, our Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. A prayer in the evening. O Lord God Almighty, to whom and before whom all things are manifest and plain, which suffered not a sparrow to light on the ground without your providence, and which in times past by your Holy Spirit did guide our forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in your paths and ways, grant me this day, most wretched sinner, whom by your word you encourage to call upon you in all times of needs and necessities, that I may have your Holy Spirit so to direct my paths and ways this day, as I may walk according to your godly will and pleasure, profit of my neighbor and glory of your name, which lives and reigns world without end. Amen. A prayer from Charles Spurgeon from the Metropolitan Tabernacle Pulpit, called the Wings of Prayer. Our Father, your children who know you delight themselves in your presence. We are never happier than when we are near you. We have found a little heaven in prayer. It has eased our Lord to tell you of its weight. It has relieved our wound to tell you of its smart. It has restored our spirit to confess to you its wanderings. There is no place like the mercy seat for us. We thank thee, Lord, that we have not only found benefit in prayer, but in the answers to it, we have been greatly enriched. Thou hast opened thy hid treasures to the voice of prayer. Thou hast supplied our necessities as soon as ever we cried unto thee. Yea, we have found it to be true, before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. We bless you, Lord, for instituting the blessed ordinance of prayer. What could we do without it? And we take great shame to ourselves that we should use it so little. We pray that we may be men of prayer, taken up with it, that it may take us up and bear us as on its wings towards heaven. And now at this hour will you hear the voice of our supplication. First we ask at your hands, great Father, complete forgiveness for all our trespasses and shortcomings. We hope we can say with truthfulness that we do from our heart forgive all those who have in any way trespassed against us. There lies not in our heart, we hope, a thought of enmity towards any man. However we have been slandered or wronged, we would with our inmost heart forgive and forget it all. We come to you and pray that for Jesus' sake and through the virtue of the blood once shed for many for the remission of sins, you would give us perfect pardon of every transgression of the past. Blot out, O God, all our sins like a cloud, and let them never be seen again. Grant us also the peace-speaking word of promise applied by the Holy Spirit, that being justified by faith, we may have peace with you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be forgiven and know it, and may there remain no lingering question in our heart about our reconciliation with you, but by a firm, full assurance based upon faith and the finished work of Christ. May we stand as forgiven men and women, against whom transgression shall be mentioned never again forever. And then, Lord, we have another mercy to ask. What shall be the burden of our prayer? It is that you would help us to live such lives as pardoned men should live. We have but a little time to tarry here, for our life is but a vapor. Soon it vanishes away, but we are most anxious that we may spend the time of our sojourning here in holy fear, that grace may be upon us from the commencement of our Christian life even to the earthly close of it. Lord, you know there are some that have not yet begun to live for you, and a prayer is now offered that they may today be born again. Others have been long in your ways and are not weary of them. We sometimes wonder that you are not weary of us, but assuredly we delight ourselves in the ways of holiness more than ever we did. Oh, that our ways were directed to keep your statutes without slip or flaw. We wish we were perfectly obedient, in thought and word and deed, entirely sanctified. We shall never be satisfied till we wake up in Christ's likeness, the likeness of perfection itself. O work us to the self-same thing, we beseech you. May experience teach us more and more how to avoid occasions of sin. May we grow more watchful. May we have a greater supremacy over our own spirit. May we be able to control ourselves under all circumstances and so act that if the Master were to come at any moment, we should not be ashamed to give our account into his hands.